ten arathos nempi nemaith o evgea tonka xoti monaina. Paul, the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed the gospel of God, a reading from the first epistle of our teacher, St. Paul, to the Corinthians. May his holy blessing be with us all. Amen. For when one says, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not carnal? Who then is Paul and who is Apollos, but ministers through whom you believed as the Lord gave to each one? I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither he who plants is anything nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. According to the grace of God which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you seems to be wise in this age, let him become a fool that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he catches the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are futile. Therefore, let no one boast in men, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours, and you are Christ, and Christ is God's. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
The Catholic Epistle from the first epistle of our teacher, St. Peter, may his blessings be with us. Amen. Likewise, your younger people, submit yourself to the elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, and he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in faith, knowing that the same suffering are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory, be Christ Jesus. After you have suffered a while, perfect, establish strength, and settle you. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Be Silvanus, our faithful brother. As I considered him, I have written to you briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God in which you stand. She who is in Babylon, elect together with you, greets you, and so does Mark, my son. Greet one another with a kiss of love. Peace to you all who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Do not love the world or the things in the world. The world is passing away and lust and its lust, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Amen.
So The holy blessings be with us. Amen. Mm-hmm. Now a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. This man had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spoke and taught accurately the things of the Lord, though he knew only the baptism of John. So he began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Aquila and Priscilla heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately. And when he desired to cross to Achaia, the brethren wrote, exhorting the disciples to receive him. And when he arrived, he greatly helped those who had believed through grace. For he vigorously refuted the Jews, publicly showing from the scriptures that Jesus is the Christ. And it happened while Apollos was at Corinth that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus. And finding some disciples, he said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" So they said to him, "We have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit." And he said to them, "Into what then were you baptized?" So they said, "Into John's baptism." Then Paul said, "John indeed baptized with a baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus." When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. The word of the Lord shall grow, shall be multiplied, shall be mighty, and shall be confirmed in the Holy Church of God. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, amen. Today, the 29th of the day of the blessed month of Paun, may God in the goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the mercy of our Lord, my Father, and my brethren. Amen. On this day, the seven ascetic saints in Tunar Mount were martyred. May their intercession be with us all. Amen. And on this day also, Saint Abahur and his mother Theodora were martyred. May their praise be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Sa
Ishlil.
Epiros of Kista Cite.
Moyunipo. Christ our God, who said to send your disciple on the apostle, many of the righteous men have desired to see which you see and have not seen them, and to hear the which hear and have not heard them. But as for eyes, for they see and ears, for they hear, may it be ordered to hear, to act our holy gospels, for that prayer of you.
Pray for the holy gospel.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember also our mother, our better us, remember the supplications, our prayers which offer up unto you, Lord of our God. Though them worthy for us, every for them those who are sick in them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Alleluia, alleluia, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is incarnate of the Virgin, is born of the Virgin in Bethlehem of Judea, is risen from the dead on the third day. Alleluia.
Satite me to vovoteo, a cosmen to Evangelio.
If it's Maro, then Jeff is never going to run a choice in Tinigom, Kiriev, Logizonic Pocata, Lucan again, Evangelion, Tonalos,
stand in the fear of God, listen to the Holy Gospel, our reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the Evangelist, Apostle, and Pure Disciple. May his blessing be with us all. Amen. From the Psalms of our Father David, the Prophet and the King, may his holy blessing be with us all. Amen. Then our mouth, the mouth of the righteous speaks wisdom, and his tongue talks of justice. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. Alleluia. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God, Savior, King of us all, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. He also said to his disciples, there was a certain rich man who had a steward, and an accusation was brought to him that this man was wasting his goods. So he called him and said to him, what is this I hear about you? Give an account of your stewardship, for you can no longer be steward. Then the steward said within himself, what shall I do? For my master is taking the stewardship away from me. I cannot dig. I am ashamed to beg. I have resolved what to do, that when I am put out of the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. So he called every one of his master's debtors to him and said to the first, how much do you owe my master? And he said, 100 measures of oil. So he said to him, take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Then he said to another, and how much do you owe? So he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said to him, take your bill and write 80. So the master commended the unjust steward because he had dealt shrewdly. For the sons of this world are more shrewd in their generation than the sons of light. And I say to you, make friends for yourselves by unrighteous mammon, that when you fail, they may receive you into an everlasting home. He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much, and he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you what is your own? God, God the Father, the Father, the Father, creator of heaven and earth, of all things seen and unseen, we believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, God the Son of God, begotten of the Father, before ages, light of light, true God, true God, true God.
us and not kids, the one is the Father, but the most things will be moved for us and for our salvation. Came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit under the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered, was buried, and the third day rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures. Ascend to the heaven, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and dead, whose kingdom shall not end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the life-giver, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And in one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection.